Guys, we are back in the building via Zoom, Guru Punch Pod, coming to you around the holiday season. We got the normal crew with us. Ronnie G. Stanley, Kevin Ward.
How are we doing?
Let's give some intros.
You know, around and off, 2020 has been, you know, I think it's time to move forward in many different aspects. Hopefully 2022, you know, is a whole different era. We're going to let's hope we're taking in the next step into progression of, you know, just humanity, dude. It's just, come on, dude, whatever. But I don't like the path we're on. Let's leave it in 2021.
I didn't know you were going there for a second, but
let's leave it in 2021.
Yeah. I think, guys, that was very well said, Ronnie. I think I want to piggyback off that. 2021 and 2020, you know, the world got turned upside down.
I would say,
from my perspective. In some, in a good way.
Mm-hmm. True.
But more badness, I would say. I mean, I think it all stemmed from the vid. The that vid was... showed people's true sides. True or false? True or false?
True.
True. So some people are still battling, trying to figure out what's going on. Wooty woot, wooty woot. But guys, let's make some true conscious efforts.
To
resolutions. Okay? Good resolutions. Now some people be having bad resolutions, which is a sad thing.
Yeah.
If I had to say one resolution, Kevin, what you got? You go first. You go first. I'm losing.
I honestly haven't even thought of New Year's resolutions.
Gosh. Ronnie.
You know, I kind of go with, you know, just be a good guy every day.
Oh my gosh. No, that's such a vague. See, we need to leave that in 2021.
Yep, that was a bad one. Okay. Let me think.
You know, I got one. Well, this isn't really a health resolution.
I think we go back to basics. Basics as a human being, bro. I think my resolution is to go back to basics. Don't try to do too much, you know, in terms of just whatever. Just try to be a good human being, you know. Help people when I can. And, you know. I try to turn the other cheek more, you know. I try to not be the reactor, you know. If someone does you wrong, don't do them wrong back. Just kind of move forward, you know. I think that's.
I like that, but I'm not a reactor. I'm a subtle reactor. I'm not like a, you know what I mean? It's like, oh, this like. I mean, I don't want to spill my beans out there, but I just got off the phone with somebody. You know, I just got off the phone with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
I got worried about something, okay? And I'm not going to lie. Right now, I'm sitting here thinking, do I really want to draw this out and this relationship is soiled forever? It's strictly business? No sort of, hey, buddy, how you doing? Or is it strictly, hey, man, I really don't like that, wooty-woo, but it's all good. This is just business now, nothing else. I think that's what I'm going to do. So I'm not reacting, but... I feel some type of way by the greed of the individual.
True.
I don't like greedy, man. It's like in the Bible.
Yeah.
They gave the man, who they gave, man, I forget the story exactly. I know the story, but I forget the names. They gave one person like 10 coins or money, basically. Gave one person 10, gave one person 5, and gave one person 2. No, 1. And they was like, yo, make something of that. One went and doubled his. One went and just buried it and didn't make nothing out of his. And the other one, I forgot. But long story short is the one was, he gave you a blessing and one was being greedy with it. Like, nah, mine. That story, y'all know the story if you're in your Bible. But I don't even know if that really had to relate with what I'm going through. But it made me thought of that. So don't be greedy. But my resolution is going to be, I've been in church a lot more than I have been since I've been back home. Season's over for me. It's going to be to get actually in church, less virtual church, more physical in-person church. That is my resolution for the year, is to actually be in the house of the Lord, not virtually housing of the Lord. That's all I got. Kevin, you're up.
For New Year's resolutions?
Yes.
All right. I think next year, I'm going to focus more on what's in front of me, what the day is today, and not worry about the past or present or future, and just kind of, you know, focus on today and what's in front of me and what I'm doing now. I think sometimes I get too caught up in what is in the future and I don't focus on now, and I lose track of what I'm doing and just get too confused and messed up. But I think from going forward into 2022 is to focus on today and what's happening now. So I think that's my New Year's resolution.
That was touching, Kev. Thank you. That was touching. Let's recap Christmas. What did we get for Christmas?
I got a lot of clothes.
I got this hoodie that I'm wearing currently.
What hoodie? From where?
Loji.
Nice.
Gavinky.
Gavinky. You know.
That's all you got.
What'd you get?
Man, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm more of a giver. I really don't like. All right. I like surprise gifts, I guess. But I really don't like birthday gifts, Christmas gifts. I don't really like that. It makes me feel, honestly, it kind of makes me feel, when I'm on the spot and everyone's like, ooh, open your gift, it kind of makes me feel uncomfortable, honestly. You know what I'm saying? I don't really like that. But in Baltimore, my crib, in Maryland, I got this vacuum, this Dyson vacuum. It was probably with the insurance, it was probably like $1,000. Mom came to the crib. I mean, she was just all over the house. I'm talking about all over the house. Like just cuss. She's like, man, I really like that thing. Blah, 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 blah. Goes back home. She kept saying, yeah, I'm gonna get one, I think. And then she asked me what the price was. She's like, oh man, that's a lot, but I'm gonna get me one. Next thing you know, I beat her to the punch. I'm happy she didn't get it before Christmas because she was going to get one.
Right.
But she didn't get it before Christmas. Hit up Best Buy. Got the thing. Had to get delivered across town. I had a friend come drive it to me. Oh. I actually ordered two. And I actually have to pick one up before they send it back, actually. So that was a side note. But I ended up getting my mom the vacuum along with this phone case purse thing that broke or that was messing up for her that she uses now for her phone. And then for me, I forget who got me what. Oh, my dad got me some slip-on shoes, which came in clutch. I can't really tie my shoes with one hand. My sister got me a shirt, like two shirts, Muhammad Ali, my guy. And then I got like a button down from somebody. So it was some clothes and a shirt, you know what I mean?
That's all you need.
Good Christmas. I'm wearing the shirt on New Year's, actually.
Nice.
Good Christmas.
I like it.
Kev.
I just got I get a few nice sweaters for those fancy occasions. And then I got this champion hoodie. That's really all I got.
Hey, like, are those Christmas sweaters or like normal sweaters?
No, they're like normal sweaters. So they're like, oh, and I got a turtleneck. So
nice.
What color turtle?
Maroon. It's like a deep red.
Ooh.
Nice.
I like maroon. Guys, awesome, let's talk about pettiness. How petty would it be to get a divorce from the love of your life And, you know, you divorced her. We're all guys. You divorced her, right? You divorced her. You're like, yo, I'm done. I'm done. You wake up in the morning, go get the mail from your mailbox. She's walking across the street down her driveway, getting her mail, living right across the street from you.
Pretty petty.
Will it work in the long run? What are the chances?
It definitely screams. I'm trying. It screams. I'm trying.
I personally like it. I like it. You know, I mean, it's maybe a little crazy, probably.
A little too far, maybe.
A little too far. I mean.
Maybe send us some flowers or something, you know, maybe.
I don't know. With flowers.
What are you going to do, bro?
Moving across the street definitely says, I still want to be with you, for sure.
It says I'm desperate to be with you.
Desperate? Is it desperate? I mean, they got kids. We're talking about Kim and Kanye, people. I guess we don't really tell the story. Kanye bought is this even a true thing that Kanye actually
Yes, it's
did?
Very true. Kanye bought a, I think, $4 million house or $14 million house.
14?
Four or 14, one or the other.
4.5 million.
4.5. Sure, Kanye, he would have bought it if it was 14 anyway.
Yeah, true. I mean, I think, man. Would I do that? Would I do that? No, definitely not. I mean, I don't think it's that deep. I mean, I think if she says, yo, I'm done, I think, I don't know. Maybe it's one of those like, I'm done, babe. But in reality, you like, she don't mean that. It could be one of those. I don't know. We're clearly not in a relationship, clearly. But I salute the effort. He is, like you said earlier, Ronnie, he's trying. I mean, well, you can't do much more than try, I guess.
Yeah.
Is there a divorce official?
No, it's not official. In this article, apparently, Kim has asked the judge to grant her divorce now. So I don't think it's official, but I can look further into that.
I wonder. Nah. They're both pretty rich. I was about to say something about a prenup, but. They're just rich, so. Kim? No. Kim don't got, no, Kanye's a billionaire? I think he's definitely a billionaire.
So February 19th, 2021, Kim has officially filed for divorce, but it hasn't, they haven't signed the papers yet or anything.
February?
Yeah, February 19th of 2021.
Oh, crap. It's been like a year now.
Yeah.
Oh, so he's really been fighting this. Gotta be.
I would assume that.
Oh. Yeah. Shout out to Kanye. Man of many talents, but probably one of the pettiest. Probably one of the pettiest things I've seen in a while. But I'm rooting. I would say I'm rooting for him, but it's a little crazy behavior. But on another note, Denzel Washington came out and said, which I believe this is true, he's only watched one film from start to finish. And that film was Tragedy of Macbeth. I don't even know what Tragedy of Macbeth even is, but I don't know anything about Hollywood, but I wonder, is that that can't be a normal Hollywood thing to not watch your films. Even though if I was an actor, I probably wouldn't watch my films either. Just seems like it would be a really, I don't know why I said that actually. I probably would, it'd kind of be pretty hard actually. Ronnie, you're muted.
I am muted. I said that's like watching your game and not watching the film after, though, or playing the game and then not watching your film after. Yeah, like, you got to see how you did. You have to critique yourself.
But to me, it would be more like, let's say you had this game. Who's the best pass rusher? One of the best, I would say. TJ
Chandler Jones is up there.
Chandler Jones. Let's say you're blocking Chandler Jones. You're just killing him. Boom, boom. You're killing the game. You finish the game. You're like, bro, I know I balled. And then you go back and watch the TV copy. The announcer's gassing you up. Blase, blase. That's Denzel. Whatever he puts on paper, on film, is going to be fire. So it's not like he needs to really critique.
He's just that confident in his work.
Yeah, it would probably be the opposite of humbling if he watched. He'd be like, dang, bro, I'm really like that.
I agree. He's really just that good, then.
But I think it would be fine to have it. If I ever played in the film, I'm going to play in the film one of these days. You got to go to the premiere. I feel like. You got to bring all your fam.
Maybe he goes, but he doesn't stay for the actual movie.
He did say start to finish.
Yeah.
He did say that. Okay.
He probably goes and acts like he's going to the bathroom and he just leaves.
He probably doesn't want to get stuck behind everybody, honestly.
Like, that's another thing, too.
Because I feel like he doesn't like being the famous guy. But what do I even know about... What do I know about AJ Denzel?
What a talented actor, though. I think he's my favorite actor.
You want to know who I really think has the potential to be, in my eyes, the greatest of all time?
Who?
Will Smith.
Will Smith?
Why? You want to know
he's
why?
He's really good.
He's done really well in the young roles. I want to see how he's going to be able to do with the older role, with the, like, you know. Denzel, all his movies, he'd be an old head now. Like, he'd be an
for
old
sure.
head
now. For sure. Bro, he's the perfect him. Old head, bro.
He's the perfect old head. Will Smith is kind of making that transition.
He's not an old head in my opinion. I don't see him as the old head.
Did you see Serena Williams?
No. King Richard or whatever?
King Richard. But he was the old head.
Yeah, and like Pursuit of Happiness, you know, he was the old head, but I think Denzel would have killed that role even better though, no cap.
No.
Yeah, bro.
Bro, bro.
Denzel.
When's the last time you've seen this is the thing that I have not seen all Denzel's movies, so you know, y'all might have to get me right. When has Denzel ever played a joking kid around ish role?
No, that role wasn't a joking role.
I know that. I'm just saying. I know.
He doesn't play that role. Never.
He's never played that.
No, he does not play that role.
Will Smith didn't hit all that.
Yeah, but Will Smith, like you, I will look at Denzel and I see coach of Remember the Titans, bro. He really has convinced me he's coach of a football team. In Alabama, bro, he's convinced me that he knows what it takes to win a championship, bro. That's how he looked like a legit football coach, bro. Do you know how many coaches watch that film and they get their idea of a coach from him? They look at that and be like, oh, Denzel, I got to be like that. I got to be like that coach.
It's crazy because I was telling my sister, or I don't know who I was telling, but I was thinking the same thing. I was like, I see actors like on social media or something. And I feel like I know how they act, but this is just their acting. Like, I don't know how these people act, but I am convinced that Denzel Washington acts the way he is the way he
for
acts.
Sure. Like, he's really serious like that. Like, he really puts himself into the role.
He'd definitely be in his bag, and all his roles are like they're kind of similar.
They are. That's what I'm saying. They're more of like himself. Like his real character is like part of almost all his roles. Like the serious kind of guy. But Will Smith, I would say, has more range. Will Smith, you know, he goes from funny to, you know, serious.
Hitch was a fire movie.
What was?
Hitch.
Yeah, Hitch was a good movie.
Oh, that movie when he was conning people?
Oh, with that girl?
That blonde chick.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, I just
that was like, a good movie. No, bro, he's been in a lot of good movies. Even I, Robot, you know, that was a good movie. What's the movie?
I Am Legend.
I Am Legend, classic, bro. That really has.
Bro, I'm telling you, Will Smith.
The dog scene, you know.
Bro.
He's made a lot of great films over the years.
That's what I'm
Bad
saying.
Boys.
He's going to be able to really – he's going to be able to – but if he can really take on that old head role, you should have seen him in – y'all got to watch that King Richard.
King Richard, I got to watch it.
I was inspired, bro. I don't play tennis. I was inspired as an athlete. I was inspired as a father. I never walked out of the theater – sitting here like, I'm inspired. This is what I need. Like, bro, the amount of, I was watching a YouTube thing about, wait, have we talked? We already talked about this. Anyway, it don't matter. We're talking about it again. I was watching a YouTube thing, and the person was like, the real King Richard, real, real guy. And I'm like, so when did you know your daughters are going to be special? And he was like, when they were born. She's like, no, seriously. He was like, no. As soon as she came out the womb and got wrapped up, I tried to take her out of the hospital right then. They had to like arrest. They basically had the security had to surround him, he said, to get the baby back. He basically tried to kidnap his own baby before the baby was ready because he knew she was great. That confidence is contagious, bro.
Wow.
My mama didn't try to take me out like that.
No.
That's why I'm just an NFL guy. I could have been a tennis Rafael Nadal. Dang. But... Bro, I was inspired, bro. Not even gonna lie, but Will Smith.
I gotta watch it.
Bro, it's fire. It's fire. It's fire. All right, enough about Will Smith because I think he's fire. But King Richard.
You seen that movie on Netflix, Don't Look Up? It's that new Leonardo DiCaprio movie.
Oh, gosh.
You watch it?
I thought that was great.
I loved that movie. I thought it was hilarious.
Y'all not put two and two together, they were correlating. That with what's going on in society today.
100%. That's why it's so funny.
And it was so good. It was dumb. It was too long.
If you're gonna make like a concept like that, it has to be kind of long to like make the concept valid, like make it kind of like practical.
But it didn't really make like. It was like trying to be funny, but then serious, but then like funny, but. I don't know. My family wasn't really rocking with it, for real, for real, for real.
Nah.
I thought
it was hilarious.
Hilarious?
I thought it was hilarious because it was kind of making fun of like real society.
It definitely was the exact what exactly is going on in life is like literally what was going on.
Sorry. Yeah, that's why I thought like it was funny because. In order to portray that, like, on film is not easy, like, to portray what's actually happening and, like, make a metaphorical story about it and make it, like, believable or practical. That's why I thought it was, like, funny is because they compared it to real life pretty well.
Yeah, they definitely drew the scene up, like, to a T, I will say that, because I immediately was like, bro, this is, like, basically... what's going on. And then I was like, even the scenario, I was like, this exact scenario would happen in real life too.
That's the crazy thing because that's what I was like too. I was like, this is really what could have happened. Like it could play out just like this. Like, and that's why it's kind of sad too. It's like a sad, funny almost like.
I think the craziest thing that, I mean, I know it was a movie, but I don't know who we were watching as a family. It was like a Christmas like type movie. And someone was like, would that really mess up the earth? And then they were like, it was the size of the thing was the size of Mount Everest.
Yeah, that would destroy everyone.
And that's when we were like, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
But
there was people who didn't believe it though. That was the thing. Like they were like, no, there's not, you know?
Even when it was able to be seen, people was like,
right. It was the funniest part is like people didn't want to look at it. And I thought that was like the best part is like it was there and people could see and they just don't even want to acknowledge its existence until it's too late. And then you realize, like, in the end of times, what is all that, like, what does it all matter? Like, are you just trying to prove a point, or, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because now they're just sitting around the dinner table and, like, and they're just like, well, I don't want to know, no spoilers. I'm not going to. Well, did we spoil? Did we already spoil?
No, I don't think
spoil we spoil alert this, Kevin. We may have spoiled something. I don't know.
No.
Spoil alert.
No. The movie's goofy. It's not like it's a hard mystery to
find. I think out. In the trailer, it kind of gives what we're talking about either way.
Yeah, 100%. Like, they want you to think about it in that way. It's a metaphorical, you know, movie.
Yeah, it was, yeah, for sure. I think we haven't done a Netflix show of the week in a long time. Guys, go watch. I don't even know if I want to promote that. Well, I guess. Go watch
it's a movie. It's a movie.
Oh, yeah, movie. Go watch Don't Look Up. Another movie we saw on Christmas Day was The Kingsman.
Oh, is that out? Where'd you see that? Theaters or what?
Theater.
Oh, is that not on, like, on HBO or anything?
No. Oh, it might be on HBO, actually.
Was it good?
If you want to get Kingsman, you know,
I like Kingsman. I like the Kingsman series.
But do you know it was a prequel?
I did not. I don't think I knew that.
Bro.
Yeah, the
I didn't know. Well, go ahead.
I was just saying, the new one is like the premise of the first Kingsman, how it originated.
I like that.
But they skipped the gap in between, though. It's like, if this is where Kingsman is, they went way here. Like, people were riding on a horse, like pulling a thingy. So there's no technology Kingsman vibes in it.
And then have the high tech shit at all.
No, it ends, and then they're like, "All right, guys, we're gonna do Kingsman from here." So it's like really a decade away from, 2 decades away from the first Kingsman. Woo!
Yeah, interesting. I don't know if I want to see that.
I don't know.
I like the whole Kingsman high tech stuff.
Yeah, every movie we watched as a fam was actually, like, really bad these holidays. We watched Hulu, something, Don't Look Up, which you guys thought was good. It was average to me. And Kingsman. So they just weren't. I'm probably going to see a movie today. Hopefully it's the first good one in a while.
What are you going to see?
Bro, honestly, I'm just going to see where's the closest theater, whatever's playing. Walking in that bad boy.
Interesting. I don't think there's any. I don't know of any movies out right now. Any new movies? Matrix, maybe. I did see
The Matrix. Oh, I also watched The Matrix, actually.
You know, I thought a movie like The Matrix had to be longer. Like, it needed to be as long as Don't Look Up, like at least 2 hours, because the concept is so, like, deep. Like, it's very. You know, it's the Matrix, you know, it's a lot.
I saw the first three, but I haven't seen the newest one yet. But I really want to see it. Is it good?
I thought it was pretty good. I just wish it was better, I guess. I guess it's hard. It's hard to really live up to those first three. But, you know, it wasn't bad.
Okay.
As you guys know, I have been a little bit out of sync due to, you know, a little subtle injury I got here. But what that has allowed me to do is I've gotten more involved in NFTing. And so I've been sitting here looking at a computer screen. And
how many NFTs do you have?
Way too many, but I just recently came out with my own project, releasing New Year's Day, not New Year's Eve, not the night, New Year's Day, night,
The first.
It's already out now, but I'm giving info, details, all that stuff. New Year's Day. No, New Year's Day night. Doing the spaces. Ronnie will be joining the spaces. Matter of fact, one of the people just asked about you yesterday, actually. So I'm pretty excited about that. I'm pretty excited. You know, I've supported all these other NFT projects, you know, from the Gutter Cats, the Boy Apes, the Alien Boy, the Lazy Lion. And I am excited to release my own. Where did this come from? It came kind of out of, not out of nowhere. I've wanted to do it for a while, but finally came up with the idea. It's called NFT Country Club, okay?
Huh.
The NFT community is already, you know, a community. It's a community. It's not that big, clearly. You know, some people, not even a lot of the world is into crypto. An even smaller amount is into NFT. And so I'm like, man, what if you had a little country club, man? Everything's got to come. You go to your country club, you golf, swim, boom, bop, bop, bop. It's levels to every country club. You know what I mean? It's like, hey, you got access to this, you know, you got access to this. I said, you know what?
So what do you got in this country club? What do you access?
Man, this country club, man, it's got some fire utilities. You know, I don't want to tell too much, but I don't even know if I should tell who the partners are. But basically, NFT and country club, it's going to be a country club member at a lot of these major events, whether it's the Super Bowl, whether it's the NBA Finals, whether it's Coachella. These are some of the utilities you can possibly get just by having a token, which is, you know, an NFT from a country club, basically. I wanted to create something that people want to be a part of, as opposed to, I'm just buying this thing, don't know what it is, to flip it. Yeah, there's gonna be somebody that tries to buy and make some money. Understand that. Make your money. But I want people to buy it, be a part of something, bringing in Ronnie Stanley, bringing in this guy, bringing in that guy. Just wanted to make a club, a tight-knit community. You can talk to each other. One of the biggest things that I've realized since I've been in the NFT space is if you own, it seems like people that know other people, you become very close to them because there's a connection there. That's the connect I want to try to create with the members and the holders of the country club. And so that's kind of the general overlook view. It's a three-part series drop. I'm probably boring people, but three-part series drop. First one's going to be Tigers, second one's going to be Knights, and then the shareholders are going to come up with what we do for the third one. So it's like, what project's doing that? You know, so once you become in the club, you make decisions that we're doing in the club. Come on, man.
You're part of the club. You have a say in the club.
You got a say in the club. That's the idea. That's the vision. Y'all join me on Spaces, New Year's. This comes out Friday on New Year's Eve. So then tomorrow night, just tune in with the Spaces, man. It'll be probably about 7, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock. I forgot the time I said, but I'll see y'all soon. All right, enough about NFTs. What else we got for our topics? Oh, you want to talk about CDC?
CDC, I mean, what do we say? They just, you know, cut the guideline down from 10 days to 5 days because of pressure from corporations. I mean, am I surprised? No. Is it right?
Oh,
no.
Is this a hot take or is this fact?
No, this is a fact, bro. This is a fact.
They cut
down the days from 10 to 5 because of pressure from corporations and big industries, you know, and I'm not surprised. I don't think a lot of people are. You know, I think it's sad that big industry just kind of runs everything around us. And they're just heavily influencing everything, including governments, policies.
Guys, we got bold takes here on Guru Punch Pod. Wow. I mean, that was, I'm not going to say that's not true, but I'm also not going to say that I said it, okay? You know what I mean? Ronnie believes in the big corporations. You know, they changed the protocol. Boom, 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 boom.
For sure.
But I believe my CDC Okay. Not really. I don't really care about the series. I mean, it is what it is. I just know that. This is what I do know. I ain't no doctor. You know what I mean? I don't really care if they said it was 20 days. I really don't care. You know what I mean? But I do know some people that get corona be sick longer than 5 days. But I don't know what. I don't know. But I do know it's getting corona wildfire in the Ravens facility. So it's coming back to haunt us, you know.
It definitely is, bro. All over the league, it's been insane.
There's been a lot of, you know, I'm on Twitter. I like to laugh. It's cool to laugh. There's always the jokes coming out. Everyone's saying, like, you know, corona was watching film and came back stronger and all this stuff, man. It was some good jokes, man. But seriously, we want to be not make this corona a joke. We know it takes people's lives. It, you know, affects people. I think my smeller ain't been the same since I got it. I'm really
honest. It hasn't gone back fully?
Bro, this is when I realized my nose really was kind of tripping. Okay, did you want to know what I really? So I got that new dog back, Zoomy. Wake up in the morning. I don't know what happened or what I seen, what made me go to the left side of my bed. She had just pooped all in my room to the left of my bed on the ground. And it was like, it was so dried up. It had been there for like a while. I couldn't even smell it, bro.
Wow.
I couldn't even smell live dog feces. Foul. It was foul.
Because when you got close to it, you could smell it.
No. It wasn't until I seen it that I could actually start smelling. I seen it, and I'm like, because you know your senses. It's kind of like you break your arm. You know, you cool until you get down there. And you're like,
yeah. I know what you mean.
So yeah, I think my nostrils is a little funk, but yeah, like I said, we here on the Guru Punch Pod are with you in your struggles with the COVID. Stay safe. Mask up if you want to. If you don't. Okay, we ain't doing all that.
Well, if you're not vaxxed, you should mask up.
Yeah, what he said, what that guy said, sure. Yeah.
But if you're sick, mask up. If you have any symptoms, mask up.
Feel a little sick myself. I'm at the crib, so.
Stay at the crib. If you don't want to mask up, stay at the crib. Have you heard the verdict on Ghislaine Maxwell?
Ooh, I don't even know Ghislaine.
So she is the woman who was recruiting like underage girls for Jeffrey Epstein and like his little island of higher ups. And she was just found guilty on all charges except for one. But you know the craziest part about it is, bro? This is the biggest, if not one of the biggest cases in American history in terms of the notoriety of it and like how many influential people are possibly involved. And they're not releasing any information to the public at all about it because they don't want the people who are, in this is my opinion, I don't think they want the people who are actually involved. They don't want all of them to be held accountable.
Bro,
like she's taking the raps for everyone pretty much. Like all the other people are not getting in trouble, but she is, which she should.
I think I know you're talking about. Yeah, I know you. What's her name again?
Ghislaine Maxwell.
Yeah, but actually I don't really know what they'd be doing, but I think they're doing something with kids or something, right?
Yeah. Like they would recruit underage girls and pretty much like
she got 7 years.
Yeah, bro. Yeah.
Yeah, it's tragic. Oh, it's not tragic. Yeah.
I mean, she deserves it, but there's so many other people out there that was part of this network. And I'm pretty sure there's evidence involved that exposed other people, but they're sealing all the files. Like they're classified now. Like no one's ever going to know ever. And like those people in those files are just never going to be held accountable. Again, it's the same thing, just industry just running, kind of making the decisions of,
you know. I mean, what can you really do, though? She took the rap. It's like, kind of.
No, she. I bet she didn't want to take the rap for it herself. I mean, you see what happened to Epstein.
Bro, I'm not gonna lie. I don't even much know what happened. I have not been hit with.
All bro, that. Epstein was put in jail, and before he was able to testify in court, he was found hung in his cell. And the whole story was they were trying to tell everyone it was suicide. Like they were trying to say he hung himself, but he was about to snitch on all these other people that were like high power people that were part of this little underage sex ring. And he ends up hung in his cell, you know, like days before a trial or whatever.
Dang, so he's about to snitch.
Oh, 100%. 1,000%. He had nothing to lose at that point. He was caught red-handed.
He's already guilty, huh? He's already guilty.
Yeah, he was. They already had enough evidence on him. Like he was.
How did he get caught?
You know, I don't know exactly. I don't know what was like the final straw behind it, but this case was. It's one of the biggest cases in American history, bro. Like as far as how high up and how powerful some of the people involved are. But a lot of those people will never, you know, they'll just live their normal lives being child, you know, molesters.
Dude, one thing I think I know is rich people are kind of sick, man.
There are definitely,
we kind of got,
there are definitely a lot of sick rich people, 100%, 1,000%.
So are we grouped in that category?
You know, I don't think just because you have a lot of money, that means like your personality changed. But I also think it's easy to let your personality change once you get a lot of money. But that doesn't necessarily mean that like everyone's personality has to change once they get money. But I think once you get money, it almost like once you hang out with other people with like that same amount of money or more, it's almost like they expect you to change a little bit. Like they expect you to like act differently or something. Either a good way or bad way. They expect something different. They don't expect the same exact you. And if you act the same exact way as you did before, it's almost like, whoa, it's just weird to them.
Yeah.
But it is rare. Not everyone can handle, you know, money. DJ Khaled said it. Not everyone can handle success. It's true. Not everyone can handle it. People get a little success, you know. It's,
what did he say? What was his exact line?
Not everyone can handle success. That's what he said. Quote.
And I
quote, but I can. He said, but I can. But I can.
DJ Khaled's hilarious.
He's hilarious. Marketing guru.
Nah, but I will say it is if you get fame, if you get money very quickly, I think it's very hard for the average Joe. Maybe I'm misquoting. I think they say most of lottery people end up back broke, if I'm not mistaken.
Really?
That's what I think I've heard. I mean, you think about it, that person never was like, oh man, I'm working to do something special. It just was like, you know, normal, maybe a blue collar type of person. And then all of a sudden one day they're trying to, you know, get rich quick scheme. And then they hit, and then they're like, oh crap. And then your nephew wants some, your sister wants some, your uncle wants some. Everybody goes, hey, give me some. So it's, it's a tough life, mate. It's a tough life, mate. I must say that.
It's true. Everyone kind of expects, you know, their part or, you know, their piece, I guess, in their head. But, you know, it's tough to be that person in that position to answer to so many people.
Yeah.
But you don't understand until you're in that position, you know? I feel like people will think it's easier. They know what they'll do in that position or whatever until they're actually in that position. It's like, okay, I can't just say yes to everyone.
Shoot, some people do.
No, some people do, obviously. But
One of our teammates said, I'll go broke taking care of my family. And that's a quote.
That's a quote.
That's a quote. That's not
I mean,
so some people, some,
should, money, that shouldn't money have to be.
Is not everything. You get it to no. some.
Right.
But dang, if you got it, at least try to hold on to it. Crap.
Right. At least try to build on it. You shouldn't have to get to a point, you know, even if you have a good starting point, obviously. You know, it's hard to build, but you have something to build off of. That helps.
Yeah. Moral of the story, people.
Count your chickens, save your chickens.
Yeah, and if you get some dough, don't start being weird. You know, start doing
yeah.
Don't start doing the weirdo behavior. But yeah. speaking of relating movies to stuff, Squid Game. When Squid Game came out, I was like, yo, this is something that some sicko rich people would do.
I felt 100%.
Like they would enjoy watching people do these games and just die. Like, because I just think it's just like, yeah. Yeah. And, but it is what it is, man. It's not what it is, but talk to your peoples. Try to help them out. Man. Try to help them out.
100%. It was great having you guys here today with us, Guru Punch. We're having a great holiday. You know, I hope you guys are too. You know, unfortunately, we're not able to play and be with our teammates on the field like we'd like to. But I'm glad we could be here with you guys and share our thoughts, concerns, thoughts.
Guys, my comments and or thoughts and or concerns are this. It's really simple. If you listen, I'll tell you. Going into this new year, if you're a good person, continue to be who you are. If you think you're a good person, but you're really a bad person, change your ways and try to be a good person. If you know you're a bad person and you're just, you know, you like the villain role, you like the joke.
You don't care.
You just, you know, I'm the villain. Just try, and you want to still play that role. Some people is going, you know, I understand you if you're here. Just try to alter it a little bit, you know, just a little bit for me and Guru and Kev. Okay,
please. Kev is asking.
Wait, what'd you ask?
I said Kev is asking for this specifically. So please do not be evil to our guy. Kev.
Please don't.
Yes.
You can't take it. You can't take it anymore. You guys have to stop the madness. Be nice to Kevin.
Oh, yeah. Also,
2022.
Kevin released his first NFT. I saw that on Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
You guys make sure to support that. Kevin, tell us about your NFT. Before we go, and then you can close this out.
It was a work in progress. It took some time to get that NFT going, but Guru Punch meme page made it happen. So very proud of that accomplishment. Might just have to join that country club with this.
Mm-hmm. The club is next.
Guys, we love you. We love you. Stay safe. Don't drink and drive. Don't do law-breaking things, and stay safe once again. God bless. I love you.
Love you guys.